Up till now, the Dutch-born cinematographer Jan de Bont has been known for shooting action and suspense films like Die Hard, Basic Instinct, and Lethal Weapon 3. But his directorial debut already has Hollywood buzzing. Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look at Speed.
This summer, Hollywood is addressing a big problem. Action films sell like crazy here and in foreign markets, and yet the American public is angry about screen violence, fed up with bullets and blood. So, how do you make an action picture without those things? The answer, you make movies about mad bombers. That way, the spectacle of death becomes the spectacle of smoke and flames and noise. The victims themselves just disappear. At least two of this summer's action blockbusters are about mad bombers, and the first one, Speed, is going to be pretty hard to beat. This is a terrific movie. Pure, mindless fun, without a shred of moral questioning, character development, or schmaltz to get in the way. Did I say mindless? Maybe that's not quite right. Jan de Bont and the first-time screenwriter Graham Yost have put their spectacle together with such beautiful, puzzle-like intricacy that it almost amounts to an essay on the subject set out by its title. This movie really moves. The mad bomber is played by Dennis Hopper, and if you think you're sick of seeing his psycho act on screen, don't worry. Hopper knows enough about being crazy to make it look fresh every time. At the beginning of the film, he wants several million dollars or else he's going to blow up a high-rise elevator full of executives. His plot is foiled in spellbinding fashion by a SWAT team, one of whom is daredevil Jack Traven, played by Keanu Reeves. He thinks he's gotten rid of Hopper, but 2 years later, an enormous bus explosion in the middle of L.A. tells him otherwise. Right after the explosion, Keanu, as Jack, gets a phone call. The voice is familiar.
You think I wouldn't have been prepared? 2 years I spent setting up that elevator job. 2 years I invested myself in it. You couldn't understand the kind of commitment that I have. You were in a man's life's work, and you think you can walk away. You got blinders on to the world. But I got your attention now, didn't I, Jack?
Why didn't you just come after me?
No, this is about me. This is about my money. This is about money due me, which I will collect. $3.7 million. It's my nest egg, Jack. At my age, you gotta think ahead.
When I find you...
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed is about the perils of public transport. And there isn't a second when you don't have a sense of awed vulnerability, a sense that everything you trust could at any moment go hideously awry. And yet, the movie's never heavy or portentous. Keanu Reeves still isn't much of an actor, and try as he may, he can't seem to get his voice into that bassy action hero register he's working for. But it doesn't matter. All he needs to do here is look tough, which he does with his new brush cut and his SWAT togs. For the human element, you turn to Sandra Bullock, who plays the wisecracking young woman who steers the bus after its original driver is injured. Bullock is fresh and funny, and she never lets her own speed drop below 150. Meanwhile, Jan de Bont's whizzing camera and breathtaking crane shots make the entire genre feel brand new. A lot of movies will be trying to knock you out this summer. Speed kills.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.